Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, and we're glad you're with us. Thank you for tuning in every day. Good show for you today. Patrick McGee down in New Orleans. I'd had him on the show in a few weeks, and catch up on NFL news. Patrick Osborne from Coastal Carolina going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Now there's this possibility of this Coastal Southern Miss championship game. We'll see. But first of all, let me say thanks to Southern Bancorp for sponsoring the program. Remind you that Dickey's Barbecue is the opening sponsor every day on our first segment. And happy Halloween. Now, Kelly, I know last year you went as your favorite X-Man, Caitlyn Jenner. What is the costume this year?
I'm still trying to debate. But trick or treat is tonight from 4:30 to 7:30.
I can't wait.
I'm going to be like Oz. You're going to have to come by the house.
Damon,
you?
I'm not going anywhere near his house to see what he's dressed for his Halloween.
Have you got a costume in mind?
I'm just going to go tonight and work. That's what I do every Friday.
Oh, that's right. Damon's a working man, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to go as a millennial and scare all the old people.
I got to say, it's one of my favorite nights of the year. Yeah. I love seeing all the little kids and their outfits and the atmosphere. We always have a horror movie going on in the house when we're doing trick or treat.
That's funny.
It's fun, so we're looking forward to that. All right, Patrick Osborne is the Director of Social Media for Coastal Carolina University, and the Chanticleers won last night 44-27 over Marshall in what was a really entertaining football game. And now all of a sudden a team that nobody talked about much of the year is suddenly in the picture to win in the East, and that, of course, is Coastal. And, Patrick, I guess you woke up feeling pretty good this morning.
Yeah, you know, first, I appreciate y'all having me on the show today, but, you know, it's a pretty good feeling here in the city of Halloween. You know, we do love our Halloween here in Conway, and what better way to start the day than coming off of a celebration with, you know, an outstanding win over a good football program there at Marshall. Mm-hmm. On national television, you know, ESPN2 in town, we debuted our new uniforms. So all in all, you know, woke up feeling pretty good here.
I'm glad you brought that up. Explain the uniform to me. What I never could get a clear vision of what was on the jersey, but what is the theme of the new uniform?
Yeah, so the theme of the uniform was basically the thought of, you know, if you've ever been around Myrtle Beach, you've probably seen the airbrushed type t-shirts, you know, almost that, you know, 80s, 90s Miami Vice type look. And so we wanted to embrace, you know, our roots around here, around Horry County, and lean into, you know, the palm trees and the neon and the airbrush looked. And on top of that, we said, hey, what if they glow in the dark? And so after a lot of hard work from our creative director, Jake Johnson, and months of planning and everybody coming together to make this happen, we were able to debut uniforms last night with a helmet that glowed and our jerseys that glowed when we came out of the tunnel. And so I think for our student athletes and our fan base, I think it was a really cool moment for us.
Well, Patrick Osborne, as each game goes by, it's closer and closer to a potential Southern Miss Coastal Carolina battle for the the conference championship, and we're talking football here, folks. We're not talking baseball, which wouldn't be necessarily a surprise to anybody. But what in the world is going on? Again, as Bob mentioned, the shots, nobody really talking about the shots. Southern Miss was projected to finish way down in the fifth place in the Western Division. And now you guys have destiny in your own hands, and so do the Eagles.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where I think you have to credit two football teams that just decided that, you know, hey, we're not done here. We want to keep playing good football. We want to continue to work and get better. I think it's credit to two coaching staffs that, you know, this day and age in college athletics, let's be honest with ourselves, it can be easy for teams that when things go awry, that guys just pack it in. And I think what you're seeing here, to the credit, again, to the student athletes and these coaching staffs, are two teams that have just refused to do that and believe in themselves. And I think when you get the collective group that says, hey, one bad game here isn't who we are, I think you can see results like we're seeing right now.
And you talked about one of those coaches is Caden Malone, who's on your Coastal Carolina staff. Caden Malone prepped at Oak Grove High School, just right behind us, and he's on the staff there at Coastal Carolina. But scheduling now, you've got Georgia State, Georgia Southern, and then potentially that run-in with James Madison, which could be for the East on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Southern Miss appears to be on a collision course with Troy, which could bring that championship. And I know Dima's got some questions, but I want to jump to baseball. This might be the only way that these two teams, Coastal and Southern Miss, are going to get to play in football. They are not going to play in the regular season in baseball. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know. First, I want to lead with the utmost respect for the conference and, you know, way above my pay grade on what all goes into scheduling. But, I think it'd be fair for all of us to say that, you know, just as a fan of the game, who among us doesn't enjoy when two great baseball programs like Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina meet. I've been a baseball fan all my life, and I can remember very few times when those teams met where we walked away from the stadium saying, man, you know, that wasn't a good baseball game. Because, you know, it just feels like, one, you've got two great baseball atmospheres. You got two, so, you know, it comes with fan bases that care about the sport and their program. And then two, you've got just two baseball programs that, you know, as a fan, I think play the game the right way, represent their program well, their university and our conference well. So from our standpoint, it's just as, as a fan, I enjoy seeing every time that these two teams can meet up and, you know, give us a show.
Patrick, obviously, you know, you guys got to get through Georgia Southern and Georgia State, which I know you have Georgia Southern on the road, and it's never easy to play there, no matter how good or bad Georgia Southern is. But assuming that you get through those two games, how do you think the Chanticleers match up against a potential against the game against James Madison, which, as Kelly's saying, you know, would be for the East in that scenario? And then if you look on the other side, you might have a game for the West. So I think it's just cool that we have a possibility of having two potential play-in games in the same weekend. But how would you think that Chanticleers would match up with James Madison?
Yeah, I mean, I think first, you know, what a position that would be. You know, the saying always goes, pressure is a privilege. And so What a privilege it would be to be in that position. And obviously, as you said, it's way down the line. But I think, you know, this is a team that plays really well at home. We've got a great fan base behind us, and we do a lot to create a great game day atmosphere for him. But, you know, you look at a team like Coastal right now, last night, third straight game with 200 or more rushing yards. And so I think it's a team that as, you know, you continue to find the rhythm on the ground, you know, shorten that game a little bit and continue to find success there. I think it'd be a great college football game that last week of the season, which is just more good news for the conference. You know, if we have two games like that or that are deciding who gets to play for the conference that next week, you know, I can't think of, you know, much better branding and marketing for our conference as a whole, which I think sometimes maybe people sleep on a little bit about, you know, there is a lot of good football down here in the Sun Belt.
So going forward, again, that's the last game of the year. But real quick, I don't want to jump back to baseball for just a second. It looked like you might have lost your coach at one point. Yeah. Everything has settled down, but that was the talk a week or so ago.
Yeah, you know, it kind of caught the internet there by storm, and obviously we're extremely thankful that Coach Schnall is still with us here at Conway, as well as his staff. You know, we just announced recently that, you know, we just extended him and are keeping our entire staff that was part of this run to Omaha this last year. And so when you talk about, you know, having that level of success, being able to carry it over into the next year by having your full staff means a lot to us. And, you know, I think it's a credit to, you know, we really do care about our baseball here. It means a lot to our fan base and to our university, and it's a priority for us. And so I know all of us, especially me, a baseball fan at heart, is very excited that Coach Schnall is still with us and is going to lead us in 2026.
All right, Patrick, odds are good. We will play you in baseball. It'll be in the championship game of the tournament again this year.
And we might be playing them in football.
And we might be playing you in football. So we really appreciate
Listen,
you.
Listen, let's do it.
Thanks for coming on, Patrick. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a big win for your university last night.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
All right, Patrick Osborne from Coastal Carolina. Clearly the two best baseball programs in the league.
No, no doubt.
Why great world would they not be playing?
Great football stories, though, too, that both Southern Miss and Coastal were swept under the rug, and here they are now having destiny in their own hands.
We'll talk a little NFL football for a segment. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our program every day. They invite you to see them for premium Goodyear tire products, full auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters, and also Forest Health. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year. But don't forget about the most important player, that's you. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise, be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, Patrick McGee from the Times-Picayune joins us, and obviously the Golden Eagles not playing this week, so it gives us an opportunity to talk about a few other things. And Patrick, here at Southern Miss, everybody is beginning to worry a little bit about Charles Huff's future based on how well he's done, but not nearly as much uncertainty as there is down there in LSU country. Man, it has been quite a week, hasn't it?
Yeah. Sunday, this all kind of started, well, it started Saturday night. Everything went badly against Texas A&M. They just, you know, it just kind of exposed a lot of the flaws, Kelly and the staff and the team. And, but, you know, the governor got involved. He's fired the AD, and Kelly was fired. And it became a confused thing. The interim AD came out, was introduced this morning, along with member of the Board of Supervisors, the chair of the Board of the Supervisors, and the guy that heads up the athletics for the Board of Supervisors. And they had to kind of debunk a lot of things that Jeff Landry said this week. Like Jeff Landry's been saying all week that taxpayers are going to have to pay the buyout. That's not the case. I mean, all that money is raised privately through the foundation. So there's a lot of people who have power, who want power, who have come in and really kind of made a mess of this. And it, you know, even Urban Meyer was saying that, you know, the governor's involvement here really could complicate them trying to hire a football coach.
But
it's become it's been the hell of a drama. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like it.
And it's not like LSU's losing. I mean, they're
5-3,
but that's not, that doesn't cut it, does it?
Well, then across, the AD, they've won probably a grand total of 6 national championships across the board since he's been here. Baseball, and gymnastics, other, it's in women's basketball. That doesn't matter if LSU isn't playing in the college football playoff or winning the conference.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say part of the AD's decision to fire him had to do with the governor saying that he's not going to choose the next football coach, correct?
Yeah, he was on his – it was apparent – for Landry to go out and say that, it was already – the kind of wheels were in motion.
Yeah.
Landry, I think, went out there and just won – Landry was just being Landry. that's all there was to that. So, there was the expect – before Landry said that, there was a fair amount of expectation that Woodward was on his way out.
Have you ever seen politics and sports intertwined like that before? I can't remember a time where I've seen the governor of a state involved with a coaching decision.
Not to this level. It's happened before in history. Even Louisiana, Huey Long going all the way back. He ran everything. you see involvement in Alabama and Kentucky in politics and stuff like this, but not as – I don't think it's ever been as messy as this is.
Yeah, for sure.
Can the governor legally do that, Patrick?
This is kind of unusual. He can be involved. He names the members of the Board of Supervisors, the LSU Board of Supervisors. That's in his reign. He hires those people to run the show. Mm-hmm. He chooses them. And then the governor came out and said things that the Board of Supervisors had to debunk. The people he had chosen to do the job. It was really – it's a really unusual dynamic going on. And my brain is tired. It's Friday, and it feels like it's been a month.
But the fact that the AD is gone, and you name all these conference championships.
Yeah.
National. That tells me that in the eyes of the money people at LSU, only one thing matters: football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, winning. In football, and I think the AD is right for criticism when it comes to how these contracts. Kelly's contract came together. The level of buyout. I think it was at roughly $54 million was going to be the buyout, and I think they're negotiating that down. We haven't heard. I think they might give him a lump sum or some guaranteed amount every month for a while or something like that. They're working on that. But, the contracts, I think there's room for criticism there. But overall, how the athletic department ran under Woodward, I think everybody would see him as a winner.
So if you were an odds maker, Patrick, at this point, who's going to wind up with this job? And other than the money, why would they want it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Some of their top candidates right now are, I would think they're out of the running already. I don't think Lane Kiffin's going to come to LSU.
Mm-mm.
Considering the circumstances. Dan Lanning has already said he's not leaving Oregon. John Sumrall at Tulane, I think, is somebody that's going to, be seriously looked at. But I just don't know. This has become the most complicated and weirdly political thing I've ever seen in sports in terms of what I've covered.
No question.
And it's become far more complicated, than it needed to be.
Well, on the bright side, there's the Saints, Patrick.
Yeah.
Man, Patrick, how bad is it? How bad can it get?
Well, it's been rough the last couple of weeks. It's time to kind of give Tyler Shuck a chance to go out there and show what he can do. He did play in the second half, but throwing him out there, his passes look crisp. You can tell he didn't place the ball perfectly here or there. But you kind of watch him throw, and you're like, he throws a nice ball, So going into the Rams game, he'll get the chance to start, and he's been prepared as the starter this week. So I think we'll get it's going to take a few weeks before we really see what he's capable of just because – he's got to build up, but if you, you know, this Rams game's important because you're putting him out there, and how's he going to respond?
Yeah, against a pretty good football team.
Yeah,
against good, you know, good defense. Yeah. You know, yeah. So it's going to be a tough. Saints are going to be. I haven't checked the line, but I can't imagine it's anywhere near the Saints' favor.
No.
I mean, it's a tough ask, though. I think that what they're going to try to do is just, you know, see what he can do this week, and, you know, see if they can. He'd probably be the starter for the next several weeks, I would assume, just to see what they get out of him. Because, I mean, at this point, you're really just preparing for next season.
Yeah. I would expect Shuck to start the rest of the way, unless, you know, something. If he gets injured, injured, or just something really goes awry, you know.
Yeah. Do ADs get buyouts?
I'm sure in his contract there's some type of buyout on there. Nowhere near.
How about Eagle Hour co-hosts? Do we get buyouts?
Yeah. Zero.
I could answer that question.
So, Patrick, I want to ask you a dumb question. Where is $52 million going to come from? And then you got to turn around and hire another coach.
Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but, I mean, there's one guy that's rumored to be worth $5 billion, and apparently he's put up the most of the money. They haven't raised that full $54 million. But they've got a large chunk they got from one of their guys. I mean, LSU has billionaires among their boosters.
Like Southern Miss. Is that what you're saying, Patrick?
Oh, yeah. They grow on trees in Hattiesburg.
A rough season.
My goodness. What would you think his buyout will actually be? I read $25 million.
Yeah, I think we're looking at in the neighborhood of 30, 35.
Good Lord.
I don't know that for sure, though.
Good Lord.
And he'll probably wind up coaching somewhere else, which that's probably.
I don't know. I mean, he's, 64, 65? I think his agent or former agent has said that he expects him to kind of go off into the sunset. I mean, hell, I would.
Damn right. I'd be going off to the sunset with the biggest grin in human history on my face.
You'd be doing that with a $1 million buyout.
Oh, you're not kidding.
In this economy? No.
All right, Patrick. Well, you try to get some rest, brother. You got plenty on your hands. You don't need to talk to us idiots up here much longer.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Patrick McGee, everybody, from the New Orleans Time Picket. You know, guys, this just reached a point. Probably shouldn't use the word sinful, but it is sort of sinful what some of these guys are making.
We asked Jeremy McClain the other day, where does it end? And he said, you know, we've been asking that question for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Until some situation arises to where an institution will say, no buyouts.
Well, I've told you this before, Kelly. I say sinful because I think of doctors, surgeons who save human lives every day. And for a football coach to make 20 times what people with those life-saving skills make, to me, is just absurd.
What about just regular old teachers?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And where are you without your teachers or your firemen and your cops?
Right. Usually at the bottom of the rung.
Correct.
So we do sometimes in society have things bass-ackwards, so to speak. But
it's a great song, by the way, by Kurt Vile, Bass-ackwards.
Oh,
you check it out.
Now I will have to Google that one.
Did you watch the movie I told you?
I have not. I have not seen Weapons yet.
Come on, Kelly. Tonight'd be a great night, Halloween night.
After Trick or Treat's over, I might have to tune it on.
Wait, was that horror one with the children running across the?
Yes.
You watched that?
It's awesome.
Oh my gosh!
It's awesome.
I can't do stuff like that.
It's awesome. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. DBAT sponsors the third segment of the Eagle Hour, where you can get baseball, softball, adult sports training, state-of-the-art facility, and a great pro shop. It's all at DBAT on Hardy Street. Want to thank our good buddies at Bo Baby and Yay Company. This will be a good weekend with the cool thing in the air here.
Finally.
Yeah, get some.
It's not cool in this room. I'll tell
you. No, it's pretty warm here. Get some great coffees and some delicious beignets. That sounds like a plan to me. And Genesis of Hattiesburg. In fact, I think I'll go to Mo Bay Beignet in my Genesis.
Me and Dima won't be going anywhere in our Genesis. You know.
They're a sponsor of the show and great friends of ours, and we greatly appreciate it.
I've got a Yugo station wagon.
It's pretty unique, though.
It's called a Wego.
Yeah, a Wego. Yeah,
instead of a Yugo.
So it's Halloween, fellas, and we will get back to sports in a minute, but sometimes you got to be here.
Wait, should we do the alert first? This is not about Southern Miss. This is, what was our alert?
Oh, yeah, we need an alert. We need an alert.
The little bell or whatever.
Because we know everybody. We know some guys are going to get all jerked up about this.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy Halloween. What's your favorite horror movie, Dima?
I'm going to go last.
Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
It depends on what you mean by, I'm not a blood and guts guy. Yeah. I don't that's not, like Friday the 13th and all that is not my, I like more the suspense thrillers. I loved Silence of the Lambs, and again, that's not necessarily a scary movie.
You would like Silence of the Lambs.
That's really not a horror movie.
You don't think so?
No.
You weren't.
I mean,
scared or kind of on your edge.
Do we consider like psychological thrillers horror movies?
Because
I would consider that like a psychological thriller.
Well, yeah, and I guess you'd have to, because one of the great ones was Janet Leigh, Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psycho was a horror movie, but really not with monsters and that kind of
stuff. All right. I'm going to give you one. Wrong Turn.
I don't know what that is.
I've seen that. Did you really like
it? I liked it. I was scared, man.
That was good. Now, I'll give you a good B horror movie. And my buddy and my backdoor neighbor, Gary Grubbs, is in Motel Hell. And Gary is the clerk at the motel. It's hilarious.
He didn't make it out alive, I'm guessing.
No. Nobody made it out alive, Kelly. That's a good B-horror movie. No one survives a good B-horror movie.
And how Motel Hell did not sweep the Oscars that year.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
What a ripoff.
Now, you know, my man Dima here tells me in one breath he doesn't really like horror movies, and then he names one that he saw. I don't know that I can name my favorite all time because I've watched a thousand of them, but you're right.
Yeah,
Quiet Place is a really good horror movie.
I don't like all the demonic, like witchcraft.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't watch
that stuff. Is like too much for me. Like just my
spiritually
beliefs.
Off limits.
I just feel like we're not supposed to watch stuff like that. It just plays with your mind. But I thought The Quiet Place was really good. Like I thought the acting
was really good.
Really it's a very creative plot.
Emily Blunt.
Yes. Like it's a very creative premise.
Yes.
And do you know what it is about, Kelly?
No.
So what happens is basically these aliens. They're aliens, right? You know, they come to Earth, and the only way they kill you is by sound. So the whole movie is like silent, and it's about like a family living during that time where they have to do everything in silence. And Emily Blunt's like pregnant in the movie; she has to give like birth, you know, completely quiet. You know, it's a great movie. Then the second one came out,
it was about as good,
right? And then the prequel came out last year, and I haven't seen that one yet.
No, I haven't seen
Quiet Place. Day one or something. It's like when they first arrive.
Okay,
that's not that.
If you're on,
I've seen.
Oh, you saw it.
If you're on the alien subject, how about War of the Worlds, the original, back from?
Well, the original,
the original Alien too.
The original was good, but I'm gonna tell you the Tom Cruise version of War of the Worlds was good. Yeah.
Well, you just liked it because Dakota Fanning was in it.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Was she? I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
I like Tom Cruise though. I'm a big Tom Cruise fan. Yeah. I don't think Tom Cruise has ever made a bad movie.
And he makes sure of it.
I would say the same about Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks, like every one of his movies, are really good.
I mentioned Gary Grubbs. He's no fan of Tom Hanks.
But I don't think many people are.
No, he's apparently a pretty nasty man in real life.
Well, what's your favorite horror movie?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to say because I've seen so many. But I'm going to tell you, the one you named is high on my list. In fact, I've watched it twice. I think it's an excellent, excellent. Now, let me say. You're too young to know this. I actually enjoy watching the 50s eras.
Me too.
When they had the 50s science fiction deal.
Yes.
I always thought those were very cool. And Dima, I'll tell you this about those movies. Like Ghost and stuff. They were much better. And I hear what you're saying. I don't watch demon movies.
Yeah, yeah.
They were much better in that era because it wasn't.
And I think what gets lost in the shuffle too is, and I like the old black and whites.
You know, I enjoy them.
Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi. Because artistically, my opinion.
I just want you to know that the young people have turned off this show.
but artistically.
They might have already turned it off.
You can do a lot more creatively, in my opinion, with black and white than you can with color.
You think so?
Yeah. With the shades of gray and things, the way that it's lit.
This is what you're doing. You just probably need to.
Do you even know who Bela Lugosi is?
When I hear black and white movies, it's probably time to stop.
Have you
talking.
Never watched a black and white movie?
Well, I've watched a black and white movie. I'm you just like saying, them? Yeah, sure, but I don't think we should compare that to horror movies currently.
Well, no, you're right about that.
I mean, that's a terrible comparison.
Different era.
You can't even
for sure.
compare
which
that.
Which is why we should compare them. Yeah. Because
now, I'll tell you one that I think is just one of the all-time classics is Alien.
Yeah.
The original Alien.
I did see that.
That's a good movie.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with
I don't
you,
like though. When like the little alien comes out of his stomach yeah. or whatever.
We don't do demon movies at my house. My wife, man, you don't say demon around her. And you want to get my wife upset, you say, you know, I've heard that you have to invite a demon into your house. Why don't we look? Shut up. I don't want to hear about no demons.
Well, you guys had me over for a football game and everything is okay since then.
No, things haven't been okay since then, Kelly.
They've never been the same.
Yeah. They've never been the same, Kelly.
My brother Bob played at a very high level hockey. All right, my brother was one of the toughest guys I ever knew. 1973, he saw The Exorcist. When it came out. And my rough and tough brother, who would just as soon fight as eat a hamburger, had to sleep in our bedroom.
Yeah, it was too much.
With the lights on for like 2 weeks.
It was at the time.
See, the thing is, like, for me, like, horror movies, like, I want, like, a good story. You know, that's like, you know, like, that's what I was saying, like, psychological thrillers. Like you're saying, I'm not saying it's a great story, but Silence of the Lambs is the least creative, no, you know, and stuff like
good.
That.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. And, like, it's a sad story, and it's, like, a weird, and it makes you feel uncomfortable, but it's, like, a good plot. The yeah. stuff like, you know, just Conjuring or Annabelle, where there's just, like, spirits jumping out all over the place. Like, nah, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. You like a good vampire movie?
No, I don't watch vampire
classic vampire.
I like comedies. Give me Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. I'm good to go.
Actually, there's a new Exorcist movie coming out, by the way.
Yeah.
Exorcist 5. It's about a deranged chicken that lays deviled eggs.
I thought you were going to say it has to do with your house on 8 Cloverleaf Lane.
I've rethought something. I think the worst horror movie I've ever seen was last year's football season.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Where's ding, 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 ding?
It had me staying up all night.
That was a hell of a horror movie.
Yeah. I couldn't go to sleep.
I couldn't sleep either, dude.
Yeah. We had to sleep with the lights on.
Yeah. We had to pinch ourselves, like, is this real? What's going on?
Do we have to go to this game? Do we have to cover it?
Most people didn't.
Well, it's Halloween. Lots of kids. Great night for me. I love Halloween night. But just be careful because the little guys get really, really excited. And if you're coming through my neighborhood in Big Creek, any neighborhood, please drive very, very, very slowly because, you know, it's a big night for kids.
And
you don't want some little child to jump out in front of you and you hit him in your car.
It's Friday night in Hattiesburg, which means it's going to be the roads are going to be packed anyway, right? For reasons that we don't know.
I just learned that.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going tonight, Damon?
Hattiesburg, West Jones, big game here in town in Hattiesburg. Both
that
teams,
is a big
yeah,
game.
Yeah, big teams man. Are both teams are 3-0 in district. Mm-hmm. And the winner will more than likely win the district in that they play. And I always forget if it's – is it three? I think it's three.
Mm-hmm.
So
– who you liking, though?
I like Hattiesburg. They're at home. Mm-hmm. I saw Wes Jones play Petal. And granted, it was their worst game of the season, but they just looked terrible. So mm-hmm. I don't know how they're 7-1. But, yeah, next segment we'll have picks. So definitely stick around.
No question. And of course, the Golden Eagles are off. That's kind of why we got away a little bit from covering them today. There's really not a lot to talk about. Is this good that they're off, Demi, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you get some bruises and bumps kind of fixed up. You know, they don't have a lot of injuries, of course, but it's good to just kind of get a week to heal up. I think Charles Huff and the staff use this week, especially for recruiting, trying to, you know, talk to players, see where we're at with that. And then I think they are definitely going to be watching, as Southern Miss fans should be tomorrow, when Troy hosts Arkansas State tomorrow afternoon.
And I like the fact that the bye week comes now because if, in my opinion, the Eagles stub their toe, it could be against Arkansas State. So the fact that they get extra time to prepare for a game in Jonesboro.
And from what I've seen, that's not good news for Arkansas State. You give Charles Huff and this staff, he's got 2 weeks to prepare for you, probably got problems.
Well, in my argument, the best Southern Miss has looked was in that first half against Georgia Southern. Like, that was the most dominant I'd ever seen them. That was after a bye week. Mm-hmm. So I expect similar against Arkansas State. Well,
there's no question this is an organized man. Yep. And he's got a plan, and he's got a system. And you're part of the system, or you're gone.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed here.
And here's some great news. If Coastal winds up winning the East, and Southern Miss winds up winning the West and running the table, the conference championship game would be in Hattiesburg.
See, that wouldn't be a horror movie. That would be like a Oscar-winning...
It would be for Coastal.
Yeah.
Another scary thought that just came into my mind since it's Halloween would be Kelly dressing as a ballerina tonight. Put that in your head.
Why would you even say that?
Let that swish around in your head today, Demo.
Could you imagine him with a tutu?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
In my case, it would be an 8-8.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. Be a great place to hang out this weekend. The Golden Eagles are not playing, but lots of college games, and all the big games will be on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Probably good Friday nights there, huh, Kelly?
Always is. And, of course, live entertainment now, a part of life at 4th Street. The pool, right. Pool tables are still there. Golden Tee.
And I won't be able to watch any of the games tomorrow because ESPN and YouTube TV can't figure out their freaking contract. So I might be going to 4th Street to actually watch football.
Well, let's just hope they don't have YouTube TV.
That's a shame,
isn't it? Yeah, for real.
That's a real
shame. Does that mean ESPN Plus, too?
No, but...
So we could still get stuff on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, but they don't have the main channel games.
Right. Well, you don't have any football to watch here in Hattiesburg. You could work on your house. MCS Home Center would be there for you, everything you could need for a home project, home, lawn, or garden. Available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. And we're very proud to have them part of our family.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m., their holiday open house.
Yeah, I'm going to go check that out.
At MCS.
Reminded me of that.
Sure, they'll probably have some drinks and cookies or something while you enjoy holiday shopping.
All right, you know about the podcast, the Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, and we thank you for tuning in. All right, Demon, let's do our picks.
Yes, so we'll start with the national games. Miami, number 10th ranked Miami, is on the road tomorrow morning at SMU. Now, SMU has not lost an ACC home game since they joined the ACC. They host Miami. They're 10.5-point underdogs with the over-under at 50.5.
Miami, after that wreck last weekend, gets back on the winning track, and they beat SMU.
I think they'll win, but I would, if I were a betting guy, I might be tempted to take that 10.5 points with the ponies out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they cover the spread. I think Miami's just, even though they lost to Louisville, I still think they're a really good football team, and I think they went on the road, but I'm with you. I think they cover, SMU covers. 10.5 is kind of high for me for a home team.
I agree.
So yeah. I think they win that game. All right, Vanderbilt is on the road at Texas. Mm. So Vanderbilt's the 9th ranked team. Texas is the 20th ranked team. But Texas is a 3-point home favorite against the Commodores.
Well, I've got to tell you guys, I've watched a couple Commodore games. I think they're for real. I think Texas wins, but I think it's real competitive and down to the wire.
Not me. Texas is overrated. I'll take Vandy on the road.
Well, I think both teams are very much overrated. But I will say that the status of Arch Manning, to me, is a big thing in this game. They don't know if he's going to play or not. He had a concussion last week at Mississippi State. I think if he plays, Texas probably wins. If he doesn't play, I like Vanderbilt.
Got that concussion, too, with like 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I think it was an overtime. So, I like Texas at home if Arch plays. If he doesn't, Vanderbilt plays. So I guess I got to make a pick. I don't know. Give me Texas. I'll take the home team.
Arch still has his $7 million. What does he care?
He doesn't.
<For real. laughs> Right. All right, Cincinnati, 17th ranked Cincinnati, 7-1 Cincinnati on the road at Utah. Utah's a 10-point favorite against the Bearcats.
And I think that's a little much. Cincinnati, man, I saw them beat up Iowa State, but I'm also learning Iowa State isn't what I thought they were. I'll take the Utes by five at home.
I think the Utes won a close game. Yeah, I enjoy watching the Utes play football.
Me too.
Yeah, I think Utah wins at home as well, but I think Cincinnati covers 10. I mean, these are kind of incredible spreads. We learned last night, I mean, Coastal was a 7-point home underdog. They won by, what, 24?
I hammered them last night.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Sun Belt games. The most important Sun Belt game tomorrow is Arkansas State on the road at Troy. 7 p.m. kickoff on ESPNU, so if YouTube TV gets their stuff figured out, we could all watch it at 7 p.m. Does Arkansas State upset the Trojans, Kelly?
No, they do not.
I don't think cover.
I don't think so.
I don't think they win. I think we're destined for a Troy-Southern Miss showdown.
I think it's hard to win on the road in the Sun Belt, and I still haven't seen anything from both teams telling me they can beat Southern Miss, but I definitely haven't seen anything from Arkansas State saying they can go to Troy and win, and I think it's Troy's homecoming.
And we talked about Braylon Braxton and the great season he's had. Jalen Rayner, to me, has been a real disappointment at Arkansas State. I don't know if that's him to blame or that he hasn't been developed as well by the coaching staff, but 3 years ago, this is the third year as the starter, and he hasn't really gotten appreciably better, in my opinion.
ODU on the road at ULM. ODU's a 16.5-point favorite. Just pick the spread. Does ULM cover 16.5, Bob?
No.
Okay.
I think they do.
You do?
Not by much.
Okay.
But two touchdowns.
I don't think so. I think ODU's just too good. And ULM's still terrible.
I think Monroe's got so many injuries.
Yeah.
They're done for the year.
They really can't compete. No. You can't expect them to compete with all those guys hurt.
Well, those are the picks for Week 10.
Okay.
Well, what about Southern Miss and Open Day?
I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles, and that's the first time I've said that in a while.
I'm going to tell you guys, I know you feel – I'm proud of the Golden Eagles. I feel so good for those kids on that team. And the ones that I feel the best for are the kids that were here last year and stuck around. I just feel great for them.
Produce, Lewis.
Because I'm sure, I'm sure they had some options.
Oh,
Chris Jones definitely did.
I think Chris Jones had some options.
Yeah, but let's face it, not everybody's a Chris Jones. Yeah.
Correct.
But some of those other guys probably had, or at least an inkling to maybe leave, and they did.
Well, they must
stick around.
Soaking this up, though, man. This must feel so good for them.
Well, they should, because it's not easy to do in any league.
No, it's not easy to do. All right, well, that wraps up what's been a great week on the show. We've had some fun this week. We've had some great guests, and we hope you've enjoyed it as well. We thank you very much for listening to our program every day. We'll be back Monday to break this thing down.
Yeah, we'll look at standings. Yep.
See where we're
see where everything
closer
is
to the big finale.
And Tuesday, some of our women's golfers will be on here with Coach Colton Kaler.
Which are doing very well.
Yeah, the fall season's over, but we'll talk about that.
Women's basketball opens the season Monday night.
Now, that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
All right, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future. Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.